August 6th, reaching the height of Christian perfection. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians 3:20. If you make God your strength, you may, under the most discouraging circumstances, attain a height and breadth of Christian perfection which you hardly think it possible to reach. Your thoughts may be elevated. You may have noble aspirations, clear perceptions of truth, and purposes of action which will raise you above all sordid motives. Both thought and action will be necessary if you would attain to perfection of character. While brought in contact with the world, you should be on your guard that you do not seek too ardently for the applause of men and live for their opinion. Cultivate the grace of humility and hang your helpless souls upon Christ. In the midst of confusion and temptation in the worldly crowd, you may with perfect sweetness keep the independence of the soul. If you are in daily communion with God, you will learn to place His estimate upon men, and the obligations resting upon you to bless suffering humanity will meet with a willing response. You are not your own. Your Lord has sacred claims upon your supreme affections and the very highest services of your life. He has a right to use you in your body and in your spirit to the fullest extent of your capabilities for His own honor and glory. Whatever crosses you may be required to bear, you are to accept without a murmur. Many are without God and without hope in the world. They are guilty, corrupt, and degraded, enslaved by Satan's devices. Yet these are the ones whom Christ came from heaven to redeem. They are subjects for tenderest pity, sympathy, and tireless effort, for they are on the verge of ruin. They suffer from ungratified desires, disordered passions, and the condemnation of their own consciences. They are miserable in every sense of the word, for they are losing their hold on this life and have no prospect for the life to come. You have an important field of labor, and you should be active and vigilant, rendering cheerful and unqualified obedience to the Master's calls.